you, though.
Thanks for inviting us.
I only wish they were biting better. At least the other passengers are behaving themselves.
We're having a wonderful time.
Who said we're having a wonderful time?
I did.
I don't know who you are, lady. Oh. Oh, yeah. You then. Well, we're having a lousy time, Skipper. I thought you knew where those real fishing spots were.
The fish are usually here.
We were doing real well until a short while ago.
Why do they start disappearing?
This so-called boat skipper doesn't know a fish from a shoe.
Oh, leave him alone, sir.
I didn't think you shot fish. I thought you caught them with a hook and bait.
Todd wants to be ready in case a shark attacks the boat.
I never can tell. Stop shots.
You know, I admire the way the skipper handled that.
Sure kept his calm, all right.
To my mind, restraint takes a real man.
What's the matter with your friend?
A few too many beers and some ego swelling. Don't worry. I won't let him go again.
Mild turns away rage.
But a word causing pain makes anger to come up. Lester sure avoided trouble by keeping calm.
Do you think that Todd really would have gotten violent?
I'm glad we didn't have to fight.
Look at that, over there. No wonder the fish ran off.
Beautiful. What are they?
It's a school of porpoises.
They're probably having a good time fishing themselves.
You hit the nail right on the head. Hey, Mr. Forster, what are you doing with that rifle?
There's any of those porpoises out there. If I'm not catching any fish, I'll kill you, one of them. Never mind.
We're not here to kill porpoises.
Put the rifle down, Todd.
You're going to hurt somebody this time. Are you killing it for me or self-defense?
Wait, Joe. That's what I saw that whiskey.
Put the rifle down, Mr. Forster. It isn't necessary.
Shut up!
Be reasonable, Todd.
I told you in the first place you shouldn't have brought the rifle. Listen to him. Put the rifle down, Todd.
Forget talking to him, Jill. He's acting funny.
You can't take this whatever you feel out on somebody.
Take it easy, Mr. Forster. Just give me the rifle.
You what? Here, take it.
Oh!
Lester, you're crazy. Give me that rifle. Happened, Dan and Ann. I figured this ought to be a pretty good trip for you because there were married couples going along. I had no idea we were getting a maniac.
Todd is not a maniac.
I don't want to dispute with you, ma'am, but somebody could have gotten killed in that boat today the way your husband was acting.
As it is, Lester has two cracked ribs. I've never felt that so close.
What do you have to say for yourself now, Todd?
What can I say? A man is a man.
Will you come off explaining away every violent impulse you have at being a man?
Animals don't even act the way you were carrying on this morning.
You can't be a sentimentalist all the time.
Nobody accused you of that. But, Todd, you can't go around killing just to have fun killing either.
What's your hang-up, mister?
He thinks he's a big-time hunter and he gets his thrill off killing.
What's so wrong with hunting? Even the Bible talks about hunters. Nimrod was a hunter.
Oh, so you say you know something about the Bible?
Well, this ought to be good.
Yeah, and there's nothing in the Bible against hunting.
No, there isn't. It was a way of obtaining meat and fur. But you talked about Nimrod.
Yeah.
You know what the Bible says about Nimrod? Right here in the book of Genesis. You want to read it?
I'll read it.
Go ahead.
He displayed himself a mighty hunter in opposition to Jehovah.
That is why there is a saying, just like Nimrod, a mighty hunter in opposition to Jehovah.
You know why Nimrod was called a mighty hunter in opposition to Jehovah God?
I read somewhere that back in those days, hunting and warfare were about the same thing.
Right, they were. Nimrod wasn't only hunting for food. He was likely hunting for the fun of killing. Some authorities say his hunting included even men in conquest.
Todd has the idea that man has a need for that kind of violence.
He does. He lies to himself if he doesn't.
Do you think you should kill another man?
If you have to, you have to.
When do you have to deliberately kill another person?
Aren't you getting extreme when hunting gets down to killing people?
All right. So I didn't mean to kill people. I was mad.
Now you're beginning to sound your old self.
Now, as far as animals are concerned, we can and do eat meat.
If we're going to eat it, there's little question it has to be killed.
God is the one who said man could eat meat if he wanted to. But he didn't say to make killing animals in itself. It was a means to provide necessity.
It's a question of motive. Is killing the animal for food or for simply the thrill of saying, I killed it?
To me, it's bad business to claim adulthood on the basis of slaughter.
Not only mindless violence against animals is a question, but also violence against people.
How much do you appreciate someone taking a stock or a shot at you, Todd?
Todd Shawn.
He hates it.
If you don't like violence against you, why should other people like it against them?
Got an answer?
Think about what they've said, Todd.
We'd all be feeling better if a little more reasonableness and a little less violence had been...
It feels good to be alive.
After an experience like yesterday... Well, it feels good to be alive.
Poor Lester couldn't apologize enough about the danger we were in on his boat.
It wasn't Lester's fault that Todd got drunk, or that he had a rifle.
Or that Todd had such a strange idea about mankind's emotional need to kill.
A person who has an emotional need to kill only for pleasure probably has a greater need for emotional help.
I appreciated say how sorry they were for his conduct.
There's no doubt someone could have been killed if Mickey hadn't gotten rid of the rifle.
As well. Todd
will pay all the medical bills. He lost work time.
Will he learn anything from it?
Who knows? If it'll make us think twice or more about brutality to anyone in any way, that's worth something. At least everyone involved had a real chance to examine his own motivations about violence.
Who needs it, huh, Dan?
Come on, I'll race you down the beach.
There is no justification for mindless violence, whether against people or animals. The Bible does not speak of any natural need for violence in man. Rather, it tells us that man was created in the image of God. One of the chief qualities of Jehovah God is not violence, but love.
True friends, their worth is more than gold. So cultivate true friendship, it's the best thing you can do. So says a popular song. Seeking friends is the quest of old and young alike. Hello, I'm Robert Jankowski. Today in this portion of All Scriptures Beneficial, we'll be asking the question, what kind of friends do you want? Our guests are two ministers of Jehovah's Witnesses, Mark Lucas and Carl Feierabend. Glad to have you with us, gentlemen.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Is having friends really essential? There have even been theologies that advocated being a hermit as the truest road to happiness.
As a rule, I would say that people enjoy being around others. For instance, perhaps we could be reminded of the creation account in the Bible where God is quoted as saying, after creating a man, it's not good for the man to be by himself, showing that man's constitution, his character, needs some sort of sounding board.
So you're applying this to more than just a wife. You're applying it to just being a piece of gender.
Why, certainly, if you just look at people when they're growing up, when they're in no position to get married, they still have a need to have friends to be attended at school, to we always try to collect people towards us that we can associate with. So this matter of friendship can include a person of the opposite sex, but not necessarily.
I think we can see the human nature of the situation. Take, for example, in telling stories or riddles. Now, you might enjoy the initially having the story told to you or having the riddle given to you, but how much more enjoyment we get out of taking that story or that riddle to another person, and we get an enjoyment of seeing how their reaction to the humor will be, or them trying to get the answer to the riddle. It shows that we enjoy other people and like them as friends.
So would you say then that part of what's involved in wanting and enjoying friends is sharing with other people? Desiring friends. In other words, what I'm asking now is, why is it we have this inclination to want friends?
Even though he was able to live himself in the universe for many years, but he enjoys people. He enjoys seeing the personalities that are heaven on earth. That's why there's so much variety in people. The personalities of animals, other creatures. And so I think it's something that we enjoy. It gives us happiness. We're made to live and to be with other people.
Well, certainly it's obvious that there are many, many people we can be with, but not everyone in our lives can be called friends. How can one determine a true friend?
Well, in that connection, I call to mind a proverb in the Bible that says a true companion is loving all the time and is a brother that is born for when there is distress. So this matter of constancy has to be considered with a friend. If you're in a dire situation, is he going to come through for you? When everything is going good, he can be a nice Joe. But put him in a situation where he has to show his friendship by works, and that's when you can see if he's a true friend. I worked very closely with a man who I relied upon for a car ride. And our businesses are such a nature that we would work outside in the elements. And we wouldn't have to work every day. However, if we did work every day, we would come by and pick me up at a certain time, 9 o'clock every morning. And I can remember many mornings where the weather was very bad. It was raining and snowing, and yet at 9 o'clock sharp, he was there. He was faithful. He was loyal to his commitment to me.
It's been said that the only way to have a friend is to be one. Is that true?
Yes, I believe that.
The unfortunate thing in the world is that people try to buy their friends. For instance, we might be reminded of a proverb that says, many are the friends of the rich person, and that everybody is a companion to the man making gifts. However, when the money runs out, usually the friendship ends. And so if we want a true friend and we want to attract true friends, we have to show those identical qualities that we're looking for in that friend if we want that person to be our friend.
There's a Spanish proverb group. Translated says, tell me with whom you are walking, and I'll tell you what kind of person you are. Do you feel that a person's choice of friends is anything about you?
Well, a person isn't going to associate with someone that does not feel the same way that he does, or does not believe in the same things that he does not, because people that...
Suppose you're forced into association through circumstances, perhaps going to a school or at your place of work, and perhaps many persons there are not the most desirable people to be with. Now, how can you cope with a situation like that?
Well, that's a very realistic situation. We go to work, so, in answer to that proverb that you quoted, that when you walk with an individual, it means something a little bit deeper than just rubbing shoulders with the person or cooperating with the person at work or in school. It means sharing your personal Well, in order to become wise, you not only have to associate with wise ones, you have to literally walk with them, spend a lot of time with them, drink in a lot of that wisdom that they have. You can't become wise just by spending 8 hours with them alongside of them.
People trying to cultivate in their own personality the kind of person that other people would want to have as friends. They may not be going out of their way to try to help other people or to do things for other people that would encourage them to be friends with them.
We were speaking before about the rich man having many friends, quoting from the Bible. How can we say that friendship can be bought? You don't have people going around saying, well, be my friend, I'll give you $200 a week for that. But in what way is friendship bought?
The practical application of that. Tickets that are very hard to come by, even though the man doesn't care for that other man's association, because he has something that he wanted, those tickets, he'll go to the ball game with this man. As soon as the man's contact runs out, he can't get the tickets any longer, well, then the friendship ends there.
What qualities should a person look for in a friend? We talked about the matter of looking for someone who may have similarities in personality, as you do. It probably makes it easier to get along. But what about qualities in general, so that you know that you would have good friends?
Well, I think loyalty is a very important quality. There's a proverb in the Bible that says that there exist companions disposed to break one another to pieces, that there exist a friend sticking closer than a brother. And we see many people that are friends, so-called, spend most of their time trying to better one another or competing with one another. And some people have friends that build up their own egos by putting the other one down. So a true friend is one that's loyal, he's concerned about you, and that is a true friend.
Yes, to add to this quality of loyalty or faithfulness, you might remember the words of Jesus Christ when he said, no one has love greater than this, that someone should surrender his soul in behalf of his friends. So besides loyalty and faithfulness and trustworthiness, there's also this quality of self-sacrificing. He's willing to lose a night's sleep to get you out of a bad situation. He's willing to extend himself because of that love that exists between you.
Thank you very much for being here. On this interview portion of the program, All Scripture is Beneficial, we've been talking about the subject, what kind of friends do you want? Our guests have been two ministers of Jehovah's Witnesses, Mark Lucas and Carl Feierabend. I'm Robert Jankowski. Thank you for being with us.
Change. And then I'm on the road. Tripods are coming up real soon. For those of you who are interested, it's 18 degrees on the outside and 23 degrees inside the studios here.
Wander on the street, and everyone.
Free Long Island, in coordination with the Three Village Tobacco Farms, presents The Tripod Family, the story of one of America's most illustrious families and their struggle for peace and happiness in the suburbs of Long Island. When we left our friends last, Howard had just arrived home to find Kathy gone, and now as he looks for her, we go next door where Charlie and Pop are playing a game of chess, and we hear...
What I don't understand is why couldn't Howard call us from Key Bay, New Jersey, if that's where he was all that time?
Well, Mr. Tripod, Howard didn't tell me too much, but from what I could make out, he didn't know he was in New Jersey. He thought he was on a desert island somewhere in the Atlantic. Check.
How could anyone think New Jersey was a desert island? Do you see what I mean when I call him a chowderhead?
In a way, I do, but at the same time, I can't help but feel sorry for him. I mean, he came home so full of happiness and good cheer, only to find that his wife had left him and rented out the house to somebody else.
Yes, I must say Kathy did all that pretty fast.
She sure did. Check. You know, it's really amazing what a little jealousy does to some people.
She needs to get away, you know, do something different. Everybody needs a change.
But she just moved all the way across the country from Big Bear City to East Setauket. Don't you think that's enough of a change?
No. I mean, she needs to get a change from Howard. She's been around him too much.
But they're married. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah, but even so, it can't hurt to play the field a little.
You might be right. Try telling that to my wife. Check.
Oh, I didn't even see that. But all of this wouldn't come about if Kathy's Uncle Jonathan hadn't opened up his big trap and said that Howard was fooling around with that French actress,
Forget her name.
Yeah, I think I just did.
The funny thing is, that was just his opinion. He had no way of backing it up.
You know, that really gets me angry. How dare he?
Oh, watch it. Watch it then, Mr. Tripod. You almost knocked over the chessboard again. It seems you always do that when I'm about to win.
Are you implying that it wasn't an accident yesterday?
Of course not, Mr. Tripod. Just try to be careful, all right?
Yeah, I guess I'm just all nerves since all this happened.
I can understand that.
I mean, just look at me. A few months ago, I was living in my old hometown on the other side of the country. And now I'm in a strange town living with a next-door neighbor. I don't even know where my family is.
Now, speaking of all that, Mr. Tripod... I remember what you were telling me a few days ago about the Tripod family scandal that forced all of you to move away in the first place.
Oh, I don't want to talk about that, Charlie.
Well, just let me know one thing. Was it a sex scandal?
Oh, come on, Charlie. How in the world could our family have a sex scandal?
Oh, well, then what was it? Oh, check. Was it some sort of a financial crisis?
It was sort of like that.
I'll bet it involved that Uncle Jonathan, didn't it? He seems like a shady character.
Oh, he sure is, Charlie. If it wasn't for that bozo, we'd still be in Big Bear City, you know? You see, he convinced Howard to go in with him on stocks and that kind of thing, and it sort of fell through.
Well, that doesn't sound like a scandal.
Poor judgment, maybe, but...
No, it was a scandal. Howard never asked what kind of stocks they were. He just invested everything he had into them.
Well, what were they? Check.
Confound it! Well, as it turned out, he wasn't investing in stocks at all. Instead, he was putting money into an illegal gambling chain that Uncle Jonathan was running in Big Bear City.
Wow.
Yeah, the police found out about it around the same time Howard did. Anyhow, he panicked and decided to pack up and leave town. He dragged me and Kathy with him.
That's an amazing story, Mr. Tripod. I had no idea there was so much intrigue and corruption in your family.
Well, now you know. So let's drop the subject.
But there are so many questions I want to ask you.
No, not now, Charlie. I've had just about enough of this.
Is Howard still wanted by the police? Was all this reported in television and on newspapers? And what about...
Oh, I'm sorry, Charlie. Looks like I just knocked over the chessboard.
And so Charlie and Pop continued to discuss the situation at hand with Howard and Kathy. What will become of it? You'll want to be with us next week when we'll hear Charlie say...
Now that time it was no accident, Mr. Tripod.
That's next time on The Tripod Family, a presentation of Radio Free Long Island and the Three Village Tobacco Farms. This is Don Topeka.
Sometimes the nearest
Newsroom, here's an update. That Israeli airstrike on an Iraqi nuclear power plant last Sunday appears to have some officials at the Long Island Lighting Company worried. Security at the Shoreham nuclear power plant was tripled, and officials voiced concern over a possible airstrike from the neighboring state of New Jersey. And that was after allegations were made by that state's governor, Brendan Byrne, regarding the safety of the plant. Byrne has gone on record as saying that the plant's eventual meltdown will cause millions of Long Islanders to flee towards New Jersey, and says Byrne, "We just don't have the room." Local spokesmen say they have no direct evidence, but they believe Governor Byrne may be planning an airstrike of his own on Shoreham. When we tried to reach Governor Byrne, we accidentally hung up the telephone and so were unable to obtain any comment from him.
War was declared on the United States this afternoon at 2:33 p.m. Eastern Time. The declaration came from the small country of Bhutan, located in Asia, and was received by President Reagan today at the Rose Garden of the White House. This is not the first time that Bhutan has declared war on the U.S. In 1953, war was declared again for unclear reasons, but was canceled when the invading warship was sunk by a swordfish. This time, the Bhutan government promises there will be no foul-ups.
Now that there is a war, Americans will have to conserve more than ever. Johnny Carson, host of NBC's Tonight Show and a patriot.
Yeah. Call us, the station, where you never know what's going to happen next. Isn't that true, Eric?
What's going to happen next?
I don't know.
You know, I'd like to point out to the folks that the music playing underneath us, we still don't know what that is. And we're offering a cash reward for anybody who can name it correctly. Of course, how are we going to know, since we don't know ourselves? If
we're going to have to go out and buy the album.
Okay, if someone knows what this music is, let us know, because we would like to ourselves.
Well, let's just let them have a little taste of it.
Okay, that's enough. Do a catchy little number there.
It occurred to me beforehand that we didn't introduce ourselves yet.
Yeah, who are we?
We're halfway through the program. More than half. 9 minutes past halfway past the... 9 minutes past the halfway mark.
Of the program.
Of the program. And I'm Mike Uhas.
And I'm Eric Corley.
So there.
Yeah. Now we've gone past that point.
Now we made it legal.
We've got the news, the real news, coming up at about 5 minutes to two.
Yeah.
So if you want to know what's going on,
stay tuned.
Dial here, we'll let you know.
15 minutes.
All sorts of other things. What do you think of that piece we played earlier? Of,
which one? The one when I was downstairs getting soda that I didn't hear?
No, not that. The
Watchtower.
The Watchtower.
Where did all those strange noises come from?
I don't know, but I'd like to know why those people didn't seem to know that the sounds were there.
Yeah, they were kind of oblivious to it.
I heard boats going by.
We actually had a guy call up and request a dentist drill.
Yeah, yeah. Well, people do request sound effects now and then.
If there's a sound effect you'd like to hear, by all means, you know.
Dial us up at...
We're open to that. We have the sound effects here, all of them.
Just dial us up at...
246-7901. Good. Very good.
Very good. That's once we stop talking, because if you call us up right now, we won't be able to answer the phone because we're talking, right?
I'm not. You are.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So has anything happened this week that has filled your mind with anything?
Filled my mind with... Yes, let's see. I'm sure there's been plenty of things. How about you?
Exciting week. Huh?
Yes, yes. It was very surprising when you... I had this little party over at my house last week, and I was talking to a friend of mine that I had known for several years, and then you walked in the door, and everybody said, "Hi, Eric," and then my friend said, "Hi, Eric," and I didn't even know you two had known each other since high school.
Well, we haven't really known each other since high school. We knew each other in high school and hadn't seen each other since then.
That came as quite a shock to me.
To me, too.
I believe the entire congregation at the party.
Those things happen quite often. I've heard people say that they've met people in strange parts of the country that they never thought they'd see again in their lives. It happens all the time.
Did I ever tell you? Did I ever tell you what happened?
People.
Yes, that's true. Only 4 billion. If I had a penny for each of them,
well,
if I had a penny for half of them,
if I had a penny for one of them, that'd be good enough.
Okay, hang on. Let me see if I can. See if I have it here. Ah, there you go. This is for one of them.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to be taking off for a little while.
See if that can get you a ride on the subway nowadays. Oh, speaking of subway, I was in Chicago, and a visiting...
When?
This was like, about a year and a half ago. About 2 years ago. About 2 years ago. I was in Chicago, and I was visiting my friend who lived in a suburban village,
mm-hmm.
which I'm... Well, I guess I can mention because he doesn't live there anymore. North Lake.
North Lake?
Yeah.
Is there a lake there?
Not to be confused with North Brook.
Which is also over there.
Yes. And I had to take a train from Chicago, a suburban train from Chicago, to Bensonville.
Bensonville?
Bensonville's famous for something. I don't remember what.
Donuts?
No.
I just took a stab in the dark there.
But they do have a bank there.
Oh.
Anyway, I had to grab a taxi from Bensonville to this guy's apartment in Northlake.
Uh-huh.
Right? So, taxi finally comes after waiting about a half hour in the freezing rain. And the guy comes, and he says to me, we're driving along, he says to me, "Isn't there any easier way you can get from Chicago to Northlake than by train to Bensonville and then cab to Northlake?" And I said, "Gee, not that I know of. Not from around here."
He asked you that?
Yeah.
Oh.
I said, "This is, you know, what I was told to do. I'm not from around here." He says, "Oh." So I guess he thinks about it for a little while. And he says to me a little while later, he says, "Yeah. Yeah, I guess you're right. This is about the easiest way." "Say, where are you from?" I said, "Well, I'm from New York." He said, "Well, yeah, where in New York?" I said, "Well, Long Island." He says, "Really? Where on Long Island?" I said, "Port Jefferson." He says, "Really? Son of a gun, I used to be a cop there." So that really kind of, like, that was a really interesting surprise that happened on my transcontinental trip.
Sure is. It reminds me of something that happened to me once in a parking lot. Actually, this isn't quite as good, but one of the huge parking lots we have here on campus where you can, you know, it takes a couple of days to hike across it,
mm-hmm.
That type of thing. You get lost for a while. I found somebody in a parking lot. It was after most of the cars had left. This one person had a flat tire.
And it wasn't you.
No, it wasn't me. Not this time.
You and your history of flat tires.
I went over to help them, and I, helped them change the tire and everything, and eventually we ended up talking about where we lived, and, we went through basically the same thing you went through, except on a much smaller scale, and it ended up that this person lived two doors down from me on my block, which is pretty funny. And what's even funnier is I never saw the person after that, or before that, so just goes to show you something. I don't know.
Must have been an imposter or something.
No, I did see the person once. Okay, I know the person lived there, but just I never saw them again.
Mm.
I think they moved away.
Hmm. Well, I guess we have to get a newscast ready.
Yeah, we've got a newscast coming up in about 10 minutes. And Buddy Angelillo is... Angelillo, sorry, is coming in. Filling in for Rob Zeiser.
Yes. The poor guy is very ill.
Who could not be with us tonight, but he will be around next week.
Let's hope so.
You have something for us now on Outsider Records.
That's exactly what I do.
Jack of Hearts.
From Richard David Spano.
And though I know no good,
About 5 minutes to two, if you'd sit over at the next microphone.
Well, you told me to sit at the other one.
I told you three.
You said two.
I said three.
We're holding up two fingers.
Well, we're here in the USB newsroom. And now time for take a look at the news.
Okay, let's take a look at the news. The United Nations Security Council will resume debate Saturday on the Israeli-Iraqi conflict, but the Israeli delegation will not be there because of the Jewish Sabbath. Opening its discussion of the issue Friday, the council heard statements from both sides, including an Iraqi call for sanctions against Israel. A draft resolution is being prepared, and Western sources say the draft they've seen would definitely provoke a veto by the United States. The Polish parliament has unanimously approved the governmental shakeup proposed by Premier Jakowicz Jaruzelski. Pope John Paul has also sent a message endorsing the reforms, which include the firing of five cabinet members. The changes have a double purpose: to prove to the Soviets that Poland's labor unrest is under control, and to ease criticism from the Solidarity Labor Federation. Well, mud is hampering efforts to rescue 6-year-old Alfredo Rampi, who is still trapped in a well 200 feet below the surface in Frascati, Italy. Several attempts have been made to reach him, but he only continues to drop further down between the well's narrow and slippery walls. He fell into the well while playing at his grandmother's house on Wednesday.
And trapped by raging floodwaters, residents of South Central Texas were clinging to trees while waiting to be rescued. Thunderstorms have caused the second series of floods in the area in the past 2 weeks. One man is missing and presumed dead, but 33 campfire girls were airlifted to safety after high water surrounded their campsite. A federal court has averted Saturday's threatened shutdown of Chicago's major commuter rail line. The Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals okayed a plan by the Illinois Commerce Commission to block the closing of the Milwaukee Road line. Service will continue until at least Monday, and at that time the court will hear oral arguments. California public school teachers will be able to go on teaching in the theory of evolution, according to a tentative ruling by a judge in Sacramento on Friday. But the judge also said the state must add what he called an anti-dogmatism statement to its science textbooks. That's designed to ensure that neither evolution nor biblical theory is taught as the only viable explanation of creation. Unless it's challenged, the ruling settles the suit brought in March by a group favoring creationism. Two big federal agencies announced some cutbacks and reshuffling Friday. The Federal Aviation Administration reported it's closing five regional headquarters in Chicago, Denver, Honolulu, Los Angeles, and New York. And the administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency says she plans to abolish the EPA's enforcement division. And one environmentalist commented, "That turns the EPA into a toothless tiger."
Okay, now taking a look at sports. Larry Holmes emerged from his title fight with Leon Spinks with the same trappings he went into it with, the World Boxing Council heavyweight crown and an unblemished record. Holmes stomped Spinks in the third round of their scheduled 15-rounder in Detroit tonight before a national television audience. Well, we don't have any Major League Baseball scores for you, and there's a reason for that. A player's strike has KO'd Major League Baseball for the time being. No new negotiations have been scheduled in the 18-month stalemate over free agent compensation, and the club owners say the season is canceled until further notice. However, we may not have Major League Baseball scores for you, but there is something else that's coming across the wire that will be of interest now. It has to be of interest to you baseball fanatics. The minor league baseball scores are here, and suddenly everyone is fascinated with them. Let's take a look at the Pacific Coast League. This is one game there. It's the first game of a doubleheader, and as far as I know, they haven't been motivated to play the second game yet, but they're getting there. The Spokane Mariners defeated the Phoenix Giants 7-6. The American Association in Springfield, the Omaha Royals 8, and the Springfield Cardinals 4 in 10 innings. The International League, the Columbus Yankees beat the Tidewater Mets 8-7, sort of hometown rivalry there. American Association, Oklahoma City Phillies 10, Evansville Tigers 6, the Syracuse Blue Jays of the International League 4, and the Richmond Braves 3. American Association, Wichita Rangers 5, Indianapolis Reds 4, Pacific Coast League, Salt Lake City Angels 13, Portland Pirates 2, and the American Association once more, the Iowa Cubs 5 and the Denver Expos 4. And here's a little roundup of what happened in the International League. Charleston, the Cleveland Indians affiliate, edged Rochester 3-2 on Chris Bando's homer in the ninth inning. Rochester is the Baltimore Orioles farm club. Greg Wells' home run carried Syracuse to a 4-3 triumph over Richmond. Syracuse is connected with the Toronto Blue Jays, and Richmond is affiliated with the Atlanta Braves. It was Pawtucket over Toledo 2-1, with the winning run coming on Dave Schmidt's homer. The Boston Red Sox is the parent club for Pawtucket, and Toledo is linked with the Minnesota Twins. And Columbus swept the doubleheader from Tidewater. Columbus nipped Tidewater 9-8 in the first game and went on to eke out an 8-7 victory in the second contest. Columbus is, of course, the farm club of the New York Yankees, and Tidewater is affiliated with the New York Mets. And one more score. This is in soccer. North American Soccer League. The Calgary Boomers 1 and the Edmonton Drillers nothing. Back to you, Mike.
Thank you, Eric. USB Long Island weather is calling for partly cloudy, warm overnight. Lows from about 16 to 18, partly cloudy and continued warm and humid Saturday through Sunday. High Saturday and Sunday from around 21 to 28. Lows Saturday night around 18. Right now in Stony Brook, it's about 18 degrees. In Athens, it's 21. Bonn, 8. Brussels, 8. Casablanca, 21. Warsaw, 12. Madrid, 24. Moscow, 17. New Delhi, 27. Paris, 13. Ho Chi Minh City, 26, Geneva, 18, Seoul, 22, Paris. I already said, but if you forgot, it's...
What is it?
13.
13.
And in Tokyo, 21 degrees and raining. Right now, we looked out the window and it looked like there's all sorts of rain on the ground.
Rain's coming down, though?
Well, it looked like there was rain on the ground. I don't know if it's rain.
Well, it must have gotten there somehow. It can only come down.
Well, in one way or another.
So it's raining outside, and do you have the USB Long Island forecast?
I just read it.
Oh, good. Well, make sure you don't lose it.
Right here.
Thank you. What's the temperature again?
Right now it's 18 degrees.
18 degrees, okay.
And
put on my jacket.
No. Why should you do that? It's a pleasant night out.
Yeah. Light jacket.
Let's get out of this newsroom. That's what I say.
Boy, I'm getting tired of that place.
Well, Eric, what else is new? Oh, I guess we should remind the listeners that we're listening to...
WUSB.
Stony Brook.
And, oh, a band just came in.
Yes, and you know who it is? It's Arlo Guthrie of all groups.
Really?
And they're here to debut their new album on our show.
Play it, Arlo.
Make a blind man see, can bring a man to his knees. The power of love can make a soul then grieve, can make a skeptic believe. The power of love is out of town and scorches out all the time. Make a gangster cry, can make a loser cry. The power of love can make a strong man weak, can make a biggie weak. The power of love is out of sound and scores. Make a miser give, and make a dead man leave. The power of love is south of south, and scorch is out all about. The power of love is the name of name. Burns away all the pain.
Keep on rocking me, baby.
us in the civilized world, no, that is a theme from the Elephant Man.
Even in the uncivilized world.
Parts of it.
Like me. The only reason I knew that is because it says so right on the thing.
It does, and it doesn't lie.
That's for sure.
Well, it's quarter after two on this beautiful Saturday morning.
Oh, isn't it wonderful? It's, what is it? It's 18 degrees outside.
18, and raining a little bit.
Yeah.
Kind of misty.
Let me just run over the music that we played that time around.
No.
Yeah.
Run over. Oh, you mean just review it. Okay.
Yeah. Started with, what's knocking into here? Your wire is causing a terrible, terrible disaster to go over the air.
What do you mean?
You hear that? That's terrible. You know, just try not to bang your wire into it. There you go.
Okay. No problem.
Almost no problem.
Yeah, that's no noise at all. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. All set. Oh, no.
Don't spill your lemonade.
Dropping all sorts of
started things. With Arlo Guthrie from his new album. Then we heard from Gary Israel Bonds. I mean, Gary U.S. Bonds.
Careless mistake.
Yeah, terrible. And then from Dave Mason, his greatest hits, something. And then the tune from The Elephant Man.
Tune from The Elephant Man? No, tune from the film The Elephant Man.
Oh, well,
the
whatever.
Elephant Man.
Well, you never know what could happen on this show.
That's for sure.
That is for sure.
Something you were talking about a few weeks ago was the fact
that
New York State was not sending out income tax refunds.
Because they ran out of postage.
Postage stamps, you told me.
Yeah.
And today I got mine in the mail.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So then you can pay me back for all the pizza that you owe me.
Well, no, actually, it's just, you know, a double number. That's pretty much it. Less than that, really. But the point is,
what do you have left after taxes?
The envelope didn't even have a stamp on it.
Yeah, either did mine. What's
the point?
Great.
And they couldn't do that?
No.
Well, that doesn't make sense.
Well, gosh, I mean, you can't just, like, bring in a load of letters and expect the post office to mail them for you for free, even if you do have a bulk rate.
If you're New York State, I would think certain things apply.
Well, you're dealing with the federal government when you deal with the Postal Service.
That's true.
So there.
The federal government has no problems.
Yes, there is. 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Oh,
but that's
yeah.
My own opinion. I guess I shouldn't be saying that.
And opinions expressed here do not necessarily reflect the opinions of WUSB or any other station, for that matter.
Its licensee or its current licensee.
Or its listeners or the people of Togo.
Or any place else.
Or parts of Austria.
Mm-hmm.
And the Belgian Congo.
Or Ho Chi Minh City.
Exactly.
Now, what was the temperature in Ho Chi Minh City?
I think you said 18 degrees and raining.
No, that's what it is here.
Oh, this is not Ho Chi Minh City as far as I know.
Yeah. No, actually, it's gone up. It's it's about 18 degrees.
Is that a fact?
That is a fact, in fact.
Well, that's good to know.
Yes. Nobody's figured out what this is.
Not to our knowledge. It's still a mystery.
To me?
And to me. But it's very nice.
It is. It's a very catchy tune.
I've heard it somewhere before. I don't mean last week's show. I mean, I have heard it before somewhere.
I can, like, feel the whole desk shake when this plays.
Yeah?
Or is that you tapping your foot?
No, I'm not tapping my foot. Very unique.
I like it. What happens if I press this button?
It stops.
Wow, son of a gun. Now, it says on here on the top, Soulful Strut. What does that have anything to do with?
That might have been what was on that tape beforehand, or it might be that.
Oh.
But that could be a clue for all you folks out there. Who knows? If you know of a Soulful Strut by anyone, let us know who does it, and we'll give you that aforementioned cash reward.
Right. We will send it to you.
We've done it before.
Yes, we have. There was a guy in in Northport or someplace.
And he retired.
Yes, on the money that we paid.
He no longer calls up or anything, so he took off somewhere.
Yeah. So the number here is, of course, 246-7901.
And that's area code 516.
And you might have to dial a 1 before that.
Or 9.
Yes, we will accept your collect calls if they are not within our listening range.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, so how about another record here?
Okay, another one.
Okay, well...
Here comes another record.
Hey, we'll answer this flood of telephone calls that's coming in.
a long time to get to this point, but there's something I've just got to tell you. We've shared beautiful times together, but I've noticed lately that we don't smile anymore. We don't laugh together anymore. And like the song says, neither one of us wants to be the one to say goodbye. But right now, I'm going to take it upon myself to be the one to say goodbye.
Threw up all over his best shirt.
It'll never come out. He might as well throw that shirt away.
I'm going to see if this new detergent I just bought will get that out. It's called All Temperature Jeer, and it was on sale at the market today. They say it can do anything.
Never. That stain will never come out.
Well, let's see.
Later.
Wow!
Well, I'll be. I was wrong.
It got it all out. I'm going to use All Temperature Jeer every minute of the day.
The next day...
That's the 12th time Bobby's thrown up this morning. Aren't you worried?
Not anymore. I've got All Temperature Jeer on my side.
All Temperature Jeer. So good it sells without a slogan.
You need an announcer's voice.
Now, see,
Bonsoir. À la guitare, Marc Perru. Au drums, Jerry Brown. À la basse, Bostiff. Au sax ténor, Bob Malik. Et au synthétiseur polyphonique, Yann Hammer. Nous allons jouer maintenant un morceau qui s'appelle Flying Kitten.
Thank you.
She took me in, she gave me tea out of her wee tin, half a bop and a wee snow top, three black lumps out of her wee shop, half a bop and a wee snow top, three black lumps out of her wee shop. My Aunt Jane, she's awful smart, she bakes earrings and an apple tart, and when Halloween comes round, for dance that tart I'm always bound. And when Halloween comes round, for dance that tart I'm always bound. My Aunt Jane has a bell on the door, a white stone step and a tin step floor, candy apples, hard green pears, conversation lozenges. Candy apples, hard green pears, conversation lozenges. My Aunt Jane, she took me in, she gives me tea out of her wee tin, half a bop and a wee snow top, three black lumps out of her wee shop, half a bop and a wee snow top, three black lumps out of her wee shop. Fair Rosa was a lovely child, a lovely child, a lovely child. Fair Rosa was a lovely child a long time ago. And a wicked fairy cast a spell, cast a spell, cast a spell. A wicked fairy cast a spell a long time ago. Fair Rosa slept for 100 years, 100 years, 100 years. Fair Rosa slept for 100 years, a long time ago. The hedges, they all grew around, grew around, grew around. The hedges, they all grew around a long time ago. And a handsome prince came a-riding by, a-riding by, a-riding by. A handsome prince came a-riding by a long time ago. He cut the hedges one by one, one by one, one by one. He cut the hedges one by one a long time ago. He kissed Fair Rosa's little
white hand, lily white hand, the lily white hand. Keeps her roses, lily white hand, a long time ago. Fair Rosa will not sleep no more, sleep no more, sleep no more. Fair Rosa will not sleep no more, a long time ago.
Nice music there. Who's that from, Mike?
Well, that's medieval and Renaissance sounds.
Is that so?
Yes, it is.
Nice music there. Who's that from, Mike?
Well, that's medieval and Renaissance sounds.
Is that so?
Yes, it is.
Nice music there. Who's that from, Mike?
Well, that's medieval and Renaissance sounds.
Is that so?
Yes, it is.
Nice music there. Who's that from, Mike?
Well, that's medieval and Renaissance sounds.
Is that so?
Yes, it is.
Nice music there. Who's that from, Mike?
Well, that's medieval and Renaissance sounds.
Is that so?
Yes, it is.
Nice music there. Who's that from, Mike?
Well, that's medieval and Renaissance sounds.
Is that so?
Yes, yes,
that
it
is. Nice music there. Who's that from, Mike?
Well, that's medieval and Renaissance sounds.
Is that so?
Yes, yes,
that
it is.
Nice music there. Who's that from, Mike?
Well, that's medieval and Renaissance sounds.
Is that so?
Yes, yes,
that
it is.
Nice music there. Who's that from, Mike?
Well, that's medieval and Renaissance sounds.
Is that so?
Yes, yes,
that
it is.
Nice music there. Who's that from, Mike?
Well, that's medieval and Renaissance sounds.
Is that so?
Yes, yes,
that
it is.
Nice music there. Who's that from, Mike?
Well, that's medieval and Renaissance sounds.
Is that so?
Yes, yes,
that
it is.
Nice music there. Who's that from, Mike?
Well, who is that from, Eric?
It's medieval music. Something like that, anyway.
And Renaissance sounds.
Renaissance sounds. All sorts of good things like that.
Medieval music. Something like that, anyway.
And Renaissance sounds.
I just said that.
You did just say that about 6 seconds ago.
Did I?
Well, why are you repeating it?
Because you are.
I am not.
Yes, you are.
No, you're not.
Yes, you are.
I am not.
I am too.
Well, why are you repeating it?
That's what I said.
You are too, too.
No, you're not.
Yes, you am.
No, you're not.
I am not.
I am too.
I are too.
That's what I said.
You are
too.
You are three.
Yes, you am.
No, you're
not.
That's what I had to think about that.
I are too.
That's what I said.
I aren't. You are three.
Yes, you am.
It sounds like an electronic diagram.
Uh-oh.
I are
too. This sounds highly unprofessional. Really?
It sounds obscene to me.
This sounds highly unprofessional.
Sorry. You want to do it normally now?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, I'm tired of being 6 seconds behind everybody else.
Well, you're not actually. You're right with everybody else.
Yes, I am. We still don't know what that tune is.
No, we don't. And something tells me we never will.
Why do you say that?
I don't know. I just have that feeling.
Oh.
But that's okay with me. It's nice music anyway. It can be untitled and unauthored.
I don't know. I just have that feeling,
you know?
Would you throw that thing off?
I beg your pardon?
What?
You'll hear it come back again.
Oh, no. I don't want to.
I beg your pardon?
What?
Only once, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Unless you'd like to hear it more than one time.
No, I don't want to hear it again.
No,
I
mean
it.
Well... It's
more than one.
Okay. I get the idea. All the fun things. You're the one who started it.
Well, I didn't mean for it to mushroom into something like that.
It's like a big atomic cloud.
Certainly is.
Yeah.
Certainly is.
Certainly is.
Well, Mike, it's 2:49 in the morning.
2:50.
Oh.
Certainly is.
Certainly is.
Certainly.
Well, Mike, it's 2:49 in the morning.
2:50.
Oh.
Well, you shouldn't have flipped that lever down. I told you something would have happened.
Uh-oh.
We're learning more and more about this equipment every day.
You shouldn't have flipped that lever down. I told you something would have happened.
Uh-oh.
We're learning more and more about this equipment every day.
You shouldn't have flipped that lever down. I told you something would have happened.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. I don't know about you, Mr. Eric. I really just don't know.
Well, what can I say?
What can I say?
I think we've gotten totally out of control here.
Well, we only have 10 minutes left, so let's just...
That's
9 minutes left.
Things do get totally out of control.
Yes, that's true. That's very true.
Well, folks, you are listening to Radio Free Weekend.
My name's Mike Juhas.
And I'm Eric Corley.
It's been fun.
You are listening to Radio Free Weekend.
My name's Mike Juhas.
And I'm Eric Corley.
It's been fun.
You are listening to Radio Free Weekend.
My name's Mike Juhas.
And I'm Eric Corley.
It's been fun.
You are listening to Radio Free Weekend.
My name's Mike Juhas.
And I'm Eric Corley.
It's been fun.
You are listening to Radio Free Weekend.
My name's Mike Juhas.
And I'm Eric Corley.
It's been fun.
You are listening to Radio Free Weekend.
My name's Mike Juhas.
And I'm Eric Corley.
It's been fun.
You are listening to Radio Free Weekend.
My name's Mike Juhas.
And I'm Eric Corley.
It's been fun.
You are listening to Radio Free Weekend.
My name's Mike Juhas,
and I'm Eric Corley.
Smells too. Air's fresh. And you can tell the difference between one kind of tree and another just by smelling them. And did you know we can destroy all of that beauty in just one careless second? That's why I'm asking you to please be careful with fire. Because when we lose a forest, we lose a lot more than meets the eye. I ought to know. I'm Ray Charles.
A public service on behalf of the Forest Service, State Foresters, and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Bugs Bunny. I've been a pop star all my life, like, man, I've seen it all. Along the way, I've heard of some folks getting mixed up with hard drugs, like a smack and downers. Now, let me tell you, there's nothing wrong with sharing a good, healthy carrot with some pals before a show. But stay away from those bad, hard drugs, unless you want to wind up asking me, what's up, Doc?
It's time for us to get out of here.
Goodbye.
And Buddy Angelello is coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Did I get it right that time?
Angelello.
Okay, he's filling in for Rob Zeiser. And we'll be moving on out of here until next week at the same... No, actually, next week at the same time, we're moving out of here again. that doesn't make sense. No, next week at 12:02, right after Stardate on Saturday morning, kicking off the Radio Free Weekend. We've got all sorts of good things coming up for you in the future, so there's no need for you to turn off your radio at any time in the next 48 hours, because we have all sorts of diverse things.
Or even
going
in the next 48 weeks.
That's true. We're going to be on all the time, bringing you the best in everything. It's kind of hard to wrap up in a few words, but there are just
so we won't.
So many things to talk about. All right, well, according to the Associated Press, it's going to be partly cowbly.
It says cowbly.
Then you missed that again.
I did. Yep. Yeah, but it does say Suffolk County, Est to Riverhead, Twin Forks. Isn't Est an encounter group of some sort?
No, Est is Eastern Standard Time, but that's not right, because it's Daylight Savings Time.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably cowbly, and warm overnight with the lows around 16 to 18. Partly cloudy and continued warm and humid Saturday through Sunday. Actually, Saturday and Sunday, I guess. High Saturday and Sunday in the mid 20s, I believe. Around 21 to 28. Lows of Saturday night will be around 18. No advisories or warnings for Long Island waters at this time.
Right now,
who knows about next time?
And right now in Stony Brook at 17. My name's Mike Juhas.
And I'm Eric Corley.
On WUSB
Stony Brook.
We'll be back next week.
Bye-bye.
Yes, goodbye.
Bye.